today's contestant, a marketing analyst from Canton, Michigan, Zakia Mendoza. A stay-at-home dad from San Francisco, California, Wes Palm. And our returning champion, an attorney from Athens, Georgia, Paul Tripoletti, whose one day cash winnings total $21,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Paul became champion on yesterday's program when he came up with the correct response in Final Jeopardy of Salvador Dali. He told me at the end of the program he could not have gone to his parents' house if he hadn't gotten it right because his father's name is Salvatore. You did well. Wes and Zakia, good to have you here. Good luck. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And here are the categories you get to deal with. Hold my beer, please. Children's books. Singers not singing. C as in C's. Each correct response will begin with that letter of the alphabet. And that's followed by Continental Congress. Champ, off you go.
Congress for 200, please.
If a president vetoes a piece of legislation, Congress may override it with a vote of this size in both houses. Wes.
That's two-thirds?
Correct.
Hold my beer for 200.
In the United States, a standard one of these holds 24 12-ounce bottles. Paul.
What is a case?
That's right, and I would also have accepted what is my refrigerator. Go again.
Congress for 400.
Congress has the power to grant this acquisition of citizenship for those not born in the United States. Wes.
That's naturalization?
Correct.
C as in C's for 400.
To grip or a jewelry fastener. Zakia.
What is a clasp?
Yes.
C as in C's, six.
A boxing hold or to nail down a playoff spot. Wes.
What's clinch?
That's the word.
Children's books for 200.
The man in the yellow hat takes care of this inquisitive primate. Wes.
Who's Curious George?
Good.
Children's books for 400?
A farmer gets exasperating but very legible notes from his livestock in click, clack, moo. Cows that do this. Wes.
What's type?
Yep.
Children's books for 6?
The B stands for Beatrice, a name this Barbara Park kindergartner can't stand. And that would be Junie Jones, Junie B. Jones. Back to you, Wes.
Children's books for 800, please.
In a series of kids' books, this Swedish girl lives by herself in Villa Villikula. Wes.
What's Pippi Longstocking?
That's it.
Children's books for 1,000?
Seen here is the title character of this 2017 book. Also the title of a 1954 novel about a very evil little girl. And the title is The Bad Seed. Wes.
Hold my beer for 400.
This beer holder is German for stone. Oh, you're going to hate yourselves for missing this one. What is a stein? A stein. Wes, go again.
600, please.
You've probably poured a beer or three into a red Solo cup from a 15.5-gallon half-barrel one of these. Wes.
What's a keg?
Keg is right.
800.
4-ounce glasses are often used to hold these beer assortments with an aeronautical name. Paul.
What is a flight?
Good.
Congress for 600.
This word meaning permanent precedes the 36 major congressional committees. Paul.
What is standing?
That's the word.
Congress for 800.
Answer. Daily double.
I'll wager 1,200, please.
All right. In 1792, Congress passed the Coinage Act and established the first U.S. mint in this city.
What is Philadelphia?
That's the right response. And with that, you go to 2,800 and you take us into our first break. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Zakia Mendoza is from Canton, Michigan. She's a marketing analyst, and you keep a document of little bits of wisdom. What's special about that document?
It has little bits of wisdom from every point of my life. So from bosses to things I've read in books, just things that make me really feel great.
Okay. Wes Hom from San Francisco, stay-at-home dad. You went to college in Omaha.
I did, Creighton University.
And you hadn't been to Nebraska before. You didn't know what was there for you.
I haven't, but, you know, I met my wife there, so it worked out great.
Okay, good. You got an education and a wife.
That's right.
That's a twofer. Paul Trifoletti is an attorney from Athens, Georgia. In college, you became a member of the oldest chapter of the oldest Greek organization in the country, which is what?
That's correct. It's the Alpha of Virginia, chapter of Phi Beta Kappa, founded in 1776 at the College of William and Mary.
1776?
Correct.
Gosh. Seems like yesterday. All right, pick up your signaling device. Go ahead, champ, make a selection for us.
Congress for 1,000, please.
Originally to be in the Bill of Rights, the amendment regulating this action by Congress was finally ratified in 1992 as the 27th. Paul.
What is Congress raising its own pay?
You are right.
Continental for 200.
Geographically, though not politically, Greenland is considered part of this continent. Wes.
That's North America?
Correct.
Continental 400.
The sheep population of this continent is about 3 times the number of its people. Zakia.
Australia? What is Australia?
Yes.
Continental 6.
With more than 50, this continent has the most countries. Paul.
What is Africa?
You are right.
Continental for 800.
This continent is home to the world's smallest, fully independent country. Paul.
What is Europe?
Yes, Vatican City.
Continental for 1,000.
With a leg span of about 12 inches, the Goliath bird-eating spider is native to this continent. Zakia.
What is Asia?
No. Wes.
What's Australia?
Nope. Paul.
What is South America?
You picked the right one. They eliminated two for you.
Hold my beer for 1,000.
This slender type of beer glass shares its name with a style of lager from the Czech Republic. Zakia.
What is a pilsner?
That's it. You're on the plus side again.
Thank you. Singer's not singing, too.
She went from Hannah Montana to the Happy Hippie, a nonprofit foundation she began to help LGBTQ and homeless youth. Zakia.
Who is Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Singer's not singing for.
In 2018, this one-named singer showed off her acting chops in Ocean's 8 as a hacker stoner named Nineball. Zakia.
Who is Rihanna?
Yeah.
Singer's not singing. 6.
A Save the Children ambassador, this singer from Cuba visited storm-ravaged Puerto Rico. Zakia.
Who is Camila Cabello?
Yes.
Singer's not singing. 8.
On March 24th, 1958, he got sworn in as U.S. Army Private 533-10761 in Memphis. Paul.
Who is Elvis Presley?
Yes, less than a minute now.
C is in C's for 200.
It's a car pedal, or a verb meaning to hold tightly. Zakia.
What is a clutch?
Good.
C's and C's, 800.
To confiscate a vehicle temporarily in an emergency, as when a policeman needs to pursue a suspect. Paul.
What is commandeer?
That's it.
C's and C's for 1,000.
Slangy clothing term for an arrest by the police. Zakia.
What is a collar?
Collar is right. Now the last clue. Tom DeLonge decided to investigate all the small things, and big things too, as a UFO researcher after leaving this hit-making band. Zakia.
What is Blink-182?
You got it, and that takes you up to 4,200. Wes, though, is the one going first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. As you might expect, the champ is in the lead. Zakia is in second place, and Wes, in third place, picks first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you. We start off with the Cold War. Then we have some neat animal stuff. Then we want you to get schooled. That's followed by retro phrases, monuments and memorials, and finally, the Meg. Where do we start?
Let's start with get schooled for 400.
Barack Obama's name replaced that of this Confederate president on an elementary school in Jackson, Mississippi. Zakia.
Who is Jefferson Davis?
Yes.
Get schooled, 8.
The CIA for short, not that CIA. It was founded in 1946 to train returning World War II veterans in the art of cooking. Zakiya.
What is the Culinary Institute of America?
Yes.
Get school, 12.
Answer. Daily double, and look at that. You're $2,400 only off the lead.
I'm going to go $1,200.
All right, here's the clue. Alumni of this exclusive boarding school near Windsor include Princes William and Harry and actor Tom Hiddleston.
What is fancy English school?
No, what is Eton? Eton. All right, you didn't lose too much. Go again.
Get school at 16.
This university's informal dropout hall of fame includes author Jack London and 60s activist Jerry Rubin. Wes?
What's Harvard?
No. What is Cal, University of California in Berkeley? Back to you, Zakiya.
Get schooled, too.
What is now NYU's Brown Building was the site of this tragic 1911 fire that killed 146 workers. Paul?
What is the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire?
Yes.
The Cold War for 400.
Checkpoint Charlie was a heavily guarded crossing on this symbolic and physical barrier. Paul?
What is the Berlin Wall?
That's it.
Cold War for 800.
In 1960, pilot Francis Gary Powers was shot down over the Soviet Union flying one of these spy planes. Wes?
What's a U-2?
Good.
Cold War 1200?
The situation where neither side will start a war because of the cost to itself is mutual assured this, MAD for short. Paul.
What is destruction?
Yes, MAD.
Cold War for 1600.
The brief anti-communist period of liberalization in this country in 1968 was called the Prague Spring. Zakiya.
What is the Czech Republic?
No. Wes.
What's Czechoslovakia?
Yes.
Cold War 2000.
Soviet leader Gorbachev initiated policies in the 1980s of glasnost, openness, and this meaning restructuring. Paul.
What is perestroika?
Correct.
Monuments and memorials for 400.
Two Lady Liberties tall, a statue of unity depicts Sardar Patel, who helped unify this country upon independence. Zakiya.
What is India?
Yes.
Monuments and memorials, 8.
Near the famous wall, a D.C. memorial to women's service in this war was unveiled on Veterans Day, 1993. Zakiya.
What is World War II?
Nope. Wes.
What's the Vietnam War?
That's the one.
Memorials for 2000?
At 500 feet, the world's tallest cross stands over Spain's Valley of the Fallen, but no longer over this dictator, moved elsewhere in 2019. Zakiya.
Who is Francisco Franco?
Correct.
Retro phrases, 16.
Since the 60s or so, to sunbathe is to catch some these. Wes.
Or rays?
Rays, right.
Retro phrases for 1200?
Meaning I'll see you later. I'll catch you on the this was a hit in record stores. Zakiya.
What is the flip side?
Correct.
Retro phrases, 2000.
For favors, one would beseech another to do me a this. One of the three main forms of matter. Zakiya.
What is a solid?
Yeah.
Retro phrases, 8.
Hoping to dance, you could either get down or this six-letter word that comes before board in a wave-riding implement. Paul.
What is boogie?
That's the word.
Monuments and memorials for 1200.
Il Papa from 1978 to 2005. He's honored with a statue outside Rome's main train station. Paul?
Who is Pope John Paul II?
Yes.
Monuments and memorials for 16.
Answer there. The other day we double.
I'll wager 2,000, please.
All right. Here's the clue. Paris's Chapelle Expiatoire, meaning the to make amends for executing you chapel, is on the original 1793 burial site of this couple.
Who are King Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette.
You got them both.
The Meg for 400.
For feel-good films like Sleepless in Seattle, she was dubbed America's Sweetheart and the Queen of Rom-Coms. Wes.
Who's Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
Neat animal stuff for $1,600.
Scientists tracked one of these mammals, named for its chilly habitat, as it trekked 2,000 miles from Norway to Canada in 76 days. Wes.
What's an Arctic fox?
That's it.
Neat animal stuff for $2,000.
These ball-rolling beetles find their way around by using the sun, the moon, and sometimes the Milky Way. Paul.
What are dung beetles?
Good.
The Meg for $800.
In 2017, she welcomed a special visitor to The View, her beloved dad. Wes.
Who's Meg McCain? Meg McCain? The Meg for $1,200.
In 2014, while still at Fox, she made Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Zakiya.
Who is Megyn Kelly?
Yes, less than a minute now.
The Meg 1600.
Her music video for Marry Me features clips from her wedding to Spy Kids star Daryl Subera. Zakiya.
Who is Meghan Trainor?
Yep.
The Meg 2000.
In between Will and Grace and Will and Grace, she's been the voice of Gail on Bob's Burgers. Wes.
Who's Megan Mullally?
Yep.
Neat animal stuff for $1,200.
The German type of these, which many predict will survive Armageddon, are becoming nearly impossible to kill with chemicals. Wes.
What are cockroaches?
Yeah, scary stuff.
Neat animal 800, please.
Here's Sarah.
Researchers think vertical V's in certain predators' eyes help sharpen depth perception when ambushing, while horizontal ones in the eyes of prey help give a wider field of vision to detect threats.
Paul.
What are pupils?
Yes.
Animal stuff for $400.
During a sandstorm, the Bactrian kind of this animal can squeeze its nostrils shut. Zakiya.
What is a camel?
Right. And with that, you wind up at $10,600, so you're all in it for final. Here is the category. British novels. British novels. Clue them up.
Maryland's next big weather maker intensifying off the coast, which commutes will be impacted, and the areas that could see snowflakes.
Coronavirus fears, Baltimore students quarantined, the concern from parents and the action city leaders are taking.
Visiting this amusement park, the Geico Gecko wins a stuffed animal of himself. What is Coney Island? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I have a feeling this is going to be an exciting final. British novels is the category, and here is the clue, players. A laboratory known as the House of Pain is on Noble's Isle, the title setting of this novel. 30 seconds. Good luck. Zakiya, we come to you first. You had $10,600. Were you able to come up with a response? What is Frankenstein? No, sorry, that'll cost you. Nothing. All right, you stay at $10,600. Let's go to Wes, who had $11,600. Did he come up with anything? Nothing. What did he risk, if anything? $8,601. Substantial wager, dropping him to $29.99. Now to with our champion, Paul, $20,200. Not looking happy. What is Shutter Island? I know the correct response. What is the island of Dr. Moreau? Dr. Moreau. It's going to cost you something, champ. How much? $3,001, not bad. That leaves you with $17,199. Enough to remain champion and give you a two-day total of $38,199. And that, of course, means you get to play again. We'll see you tomorrow. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.